After a public vote, Betty Campbell was chosen from a short list of incredible women from history to be immortalised as the first public statue of a named Welsh woman.
I think the ripples have gone so far. It's momentous.
Those who knew Betty well recall the life and work of this community icon from Cardiff's Bute Town, and her journey from a tough childhood marked by tragedy and setbacks to the pioneering achievements that brought her plaudits from the likes of Nelson Mandela. Told a working-class black girl could never achieve her ambitions, Betty proved her doubters wrong by battling racism to pursue her goal. After becoming Wales's first black head teacher in 1973 on her home patch of Bute Town, she made history and ensured her pupils knew their history by putting their multicultural heritage on the school curriculum.
I was determined that there was going to be a multicultural curriculum which would give respect to everybody in the school.
Her pioneering approach saw her create her own books and projects to teach her pupils about the positive contributions to British society by people of all races. She also helped create Black History Month. We discover how Betty's influence on Wales grew beyond the classroom, with positions in public life and politics.
She taught us about unity. She taught us about self-determination. And we had high expectations because she instilled those in us.
Filmed over 3 years, we follow the unfolding story of the groundbreaking statue that will keep Betty's legacy alive, including the challenge faced by the world-renowned sculptor chosen to capture this heroine's spirit.
I think if you're going to make a statement for Wales or whatever, first woman, whatever, have something which hasn't been done before.
As unveiling day arrives and the statue for Betty Campbell is revealed to Wales and the world, what will her husband, children and grandchildren and those who knew her best think of it?